Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 178 for Tuesday, December 9th. I'm Dave Sims. Today's Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Tuesday as a rise in soy oil offset the bearish influence of the stronger Canadian dollar. The loonie was 0.4 of a cent against its U.S. counterpart. Canola was up $2 to $4 with the most active January contract, up $4.50 at $433.60 per ton. Commercial buying was supportive for values, while farmer selling remained light, which helped elevate the market. However, one analyst noted the dollar was working against canola values today, and the downward plunge of the TSX may have had a psychological effect on investors. Improved prospects for development of the soybean crop in South America were bearish, and European rapeseed futures were slightly weaker, which limited the gains. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were stronger, while wheat was weaker. Soybeans were up 4 to 6 cents, with the January contract at $10.48 per bushel. Surging prices for soy meal and strong demand for oil seeds pushed values higher. The USDA is scheduled to release its monthly supply and demand report tomorrow. Analysts predict it will show U.S. stockpiles next year at 431 million bushels, which is down from the November estimate, which was 450 million bushels. Representatives from four of China's largest soybean crushing plants will be in Chicago next week. They'll be there to secure contracts, which is a good sign for American exports. Corn was 4 to 5 cents higher with the giant March contract at $3.95 per bushel. Tomorrow's USDA report is expected to show that domestic inventories of U.S. corn are larger than initially thought. However, traders are likely betting prices will rise due to lower acreage next year. There is also speculation China may lift restrictions on U.S. dried distiller grains, which are made partially from corn ethanol. Wheat was lower, down 10 to 11 cents with the March contract in Chicago at $5.86 per bushel. Prices have fallen due to large inventories of grain on the world market and declining concerns over supply. While Russia indicated just days ago it might limit its exports, there is already speculation the country has backed off that plan. The slow pace of U.S. exports, which have been undercut by competitors in Europe and the Black Sea region, also contributed to today's bearish tone. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, December 9th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.